We have in front of us Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 24, State Affairs Relating to the Kosovo Conflict and to Alaskans Serving in the Military Forces in the Area of the Conflict. Senator Lehman.
Move to report SJR 24.
Any objection? Without objection, so reported. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 109, Resources Amended, an act relating to management of fishing game in Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve in Navigable Waters. Senator Lehman.
Move to report calendaring.
Is there objection? Without objection, the bill will be calendared. For the record, Senator Pierce has arrived. That brings us to Senate Bill 130, an act relating to immunity for sale or transfer of a firearm relating to administrative functions performed by and fees charged by the Department of Public Safety for transfer of a firearm.
Move to report calendaring.
There is objection.
Can we just have a brief explanation of what the bill is intended for?
Is there somebody here from Senator Pete Kelly's office?
I'll just say what I heard it this morning in finance. According to the federal regulations, a local police chief or some others that are designated can sign these forms for transfer of certain firearms, and these are, they expect something like 50 of the transfers a year, and these firearms are certain unique things like, I think, an automatic weapon, some old ones, and certain things like that that are, you know, collectors collect them. Certain police chiefs, or many police chiefs, are not signing them because they're concerned about legal opinions that they might somehow be liable for that that activity, and so what this does is relieve them of that, but allows them to collect a fee if they do a background check, like you know, fingerprinting, the routine background check. And so this is basically what this does.
And what level of immunity are we granting? Total.
Yeah, the person may not bring a civil action. The action arises from that. I still think if there's gross negligence, that notwithstanding whatever we say here, a person would still be liable. I've talked with the commissioner. He said that if they did it, they would still do a background check, which I think is a reasonable thing. You know, you want to find out. If somebody comes from another state, you want to find out about them, check out the records. And I would think that no official would ever want to sign that form unless they at least did that much.
Mr. Chairman, I don't necessarily have an objection. I'll take the time to get more familiar with the bill.
Okay, without objection, then Senate Bill Number 130 will be calendared. Any further business? Rules Committee adjourned.